Did you get on with all the DJs in here, or did you not really know them that well because you were in Manchester all the time?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, I was a producer in the mid-80s, and it was
right.
the time of Simon Bates and Steve Wright and Mike Reed and all those guys, you know, and Dave Lee Travis. And actually, I mean, you didn't get near them, the big daytime boys. I mean, Steve Wright had his people, Simon Bates had his people, and there were these kind of camps that sort of never met. And as a young producer, you weren't really welcome on the fourth floor of the now demolished Egton House, it was. But yeah. everyone else was. The first day I started at Radio 1, they were only. I sat in a little box, you know. I'd sort of been working for Piccadilly Radio Manchester. I sat in this little box, which was my office, and I thought, what do I do now? I'm here, you know. And there was only two knocks on the door all day. One was from an old producer who worked there called Pete Ritzema, and the other was from Annie Nightingale, who just sort of knocked on the door and said, "Are you all right? Do you know where you are? Do you know where your locker is and all that? You know, first day at school and all that kind of thing." And Annie and Peel were the two people I'd listened to growing up, so I was absolutely thrilled to see Annie poke her head around the door.